News, the Global Link.
President Hichilema urges calm, restraint and responsibility as nation heads to polls. HELB extends loan repayment discount campaign to June 2026. And lawyers condemn mild sentences for Cameroon soldiers who killed 21 civilians. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. President Hakainde Hichilema has called on stakeholders, including political actors, supporters, the civil society, the church, traditional leaders, and the general public, to demonstrate the highest level of restraint, respect, and responsibility as the country heads to the polls. He says as the country approaches the 13 August 2026 general elections, government is committed to ensuring that the polls are free, fair, credible, and peaceful, and that citizens will must reject all forms of violence. Delivering a national address on the progress made in the application of national values and principles in Parliament today, President Hichilema has implored all political actors to promote peace, tolerance, and unity in the run-up to the elections. Let us always choose unity over division. Let us choose dialogue and inclusion over conflict and insult. Let us choose progress over politicking, said President Hichilema. He has urged all to say no to hate speech and reject divisive politics, stating that these vices have absolutely no place in the society. President Hichilema has since asked every Zambian to rise to the standards of patriotism, integrity and peaceful coexistence before, during and after the elections. President Hichilema also noted that over the past 4 years, his administration has made strides in promoting patriotism and national unity. He added that under the United Party for National Development UPND government, Zambia has recorded an unprecedented reduction in political violence and cadrerism. Under our watch, there is no room for political violence, no room for cadrerism and lawlessness, no one is above the law, said President Hichilema. He further stated that the amendment of the constitution was undertaken to ensure fair and equitable representation of the people at all levels of governance system, describing it as a historic milestone for the country.
As we ask every Zambian to rise to the highest standard of patriotism, integrity and peaceful coexistence before, during and after elections, we are asking for personal commitment to this issue. Elections are a democratic process, but ultimately we want the country to remain stable, secure, so we can focus on development. We may be unhappy about one or two things. Let's deal with those issues. Let's not destroy the country. As citizens, we must reject all forms of violence. We must always say no to hate speech.
Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has described as mere politicking the opposition's continued reference to certain government and Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ activities as imingalato. The opposition has been on record describing a number of government initiatives as imingalato, a term they use to imply alleged mischievous maneuvers. Among the issues cited are improvements in the country's power supply and provisions in the proposed Electoral Process Amendment Bill 2026, including the removal of official date stamps from ballot papers and the requirement for political alliances to register before elections. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwetwa said the opposition is using the term as a political tool because it has no substantive issues to raise. They are just politicking as they have no issues to raise, so they are using the word imingalato as an excuse to fill up the gaps, said Mr. Mwetwa. Mr. Mwetwa, who also serves as Minister of Information and Media, argued that the opposition is misusing the term, stating that imingalato is simply a unique expression associated with winning elections. He added that the term is likely to be used more frequently as the country approaches the election period. He has since urged the opposition to engage constructively on national matters, instead of labeling government initiatives as imingalato.
Just politicking, we have no issues to raise, and so in filling up the gaps, they have to point at something as an excuse. So the thing they are referring to as imingalato, we are not imingalatos. Imingalato, I've already explained that it's a unique strategy of winning election, and the imingalato will be in full gear this year, and they will see it on their own. They will not need to be told. The Ngarata was referring to them is normal. Let system just deal with the issues as they come and as they are one by one, and not club them together as Ningarata.
The Higher Education Loans and Scholarships Board has announced the extension of its loan repayment discount campaign to June 30, 2026. The initiative, dubbed the discount campaign, will enable all student loan beneficiaries to repay their outstanding loans at a discounted rate of 20%. HELSP Corporate Affairs Manager Chiwelwa Kawanda said the campaign is aimed at improving the loan repayment rate, which currently stands at about 50%. Speaking when she featured on the Christian's Voice chatback program in Lusaka today, Ms. Kawanda said the campaign offers an opportunity for beneficiaries who are repaying their loans to regularize their repayment status through the 20% discount incentive. This campaign will enable loan beneficiaries who are repaying their loans to restructure their repayment at a 20% discount, she said. Ms. Kawan emphasized the need to enhance loan recoveries, noting that the student loan scheme operates as a revolving fund. She explained that the improved repayments will allow the board to support more students with financial assistance in higher learning institutions. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has emphasized the need to treat the challenges the National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA, is facing as a matter of national priority, calling on stabilizing the scheme as delays of this extent pose a serious risk to the stability of healthcare delivery across the country. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka today, Association Director General Queen's Mabu has expressed concern regarding the financial challenges currently confronting NIMA, with reports indicating arrears of approximately 600 million kwacha and delayed payments to healthcare providers of up to 3 to 4 months. Dr. Mwabo acknowledged that while NIMA can encounter financial strains, the scale of the current situation demands immediate, transparent and decisive corrective measures. He underscored the importance of coordinated engagement between NIMA, relevant government authorities and healthcare stakeholders to urgently restore financial stability and prevent further escalation. Where necessary, appropriate fiscal and administrative interventions should be undertaken without delay to safeguard uninterrupted access to healthcare services, said Dr. Mwabu. Dr. Mwabu stressed that preserving a broad and inclusive network of accredited providers remains fundamental to the scheme's effectiveness, adding that the health security of citizens cannot be subjected to prolonged financial uncertainty. He further emphasized for the current challenges to be addressed with urgency, responsibility and structural reform to protect the integrity of the scheme and the welfare of the Zambian people.
We need to understand that hospitals and clinics depend on timely reimbursements to buy medicines, maintain equipment and pay healthcare workers. If this situation is not urgently addressed, it is ordinary Zambians who ultimately suffer through disrupted services and reduced access to care. We believe immediate stabilization measures are required. There must be transparency, a clear recovery plan, and a coordinated action to restore financial stability and rebuild the confidence in the scheme.
In African news, 3 Cameroonian soldiers have been sentenced to prison for their role in the killing of at least 21 civilians in the country's troubled Anglophone region. The jail terms for the crimes, which took place 6 years ago in the Northwest region, range from 5 to 10 years per person. The military court previously found the soldiers guilty of murder, arson and destruction, a rare occurrence in a country where military personnel are seldom convicted of crimes against civilians. Nevertheless, lawyers for the victims told the BBC they were disappointed with the length of the jail terms handed down on Thursday, calling them insignificant. Coming up shortly, Venezuelan opposition politician released after amnesty law passed. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.